请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Aadhaar card update start in November 2025.
Aadhaar 卡的更新将于2025年11月开始。
You can update your Aadhaar card online.
您可以在线更新您的 Aadhaar 卡。
You do not need to visit a center.
你不需要访问中心。
The new rule makes it easy.
新规则使它变得容易。
You only need your phone.
你只需要你的手机。
First, open the official Aadhaar website.
首先，打开官方的 Aadhaar 网站。
Then, log in with your Aadhaar number.
然后，使用您的 Aadhaar 号码登录。
Choose the update service you want.
选择您想要的更新服务。
You can update your address or phone number.
您可以更新您的地址或电话号码。
Upload a document for proof.
上传用于证明的文件。
Use the QR code on your Aadhaar card.
使用您 Aadhaar 卡上的 QR 码。
This helps verify your details quickly.
这有助于快速验证您的详细信息。
Do not go to a physical center anymore.
不要再去实体中心。
Pay the fees online with your card or UPI.
使用您的卡或 UPI 在线支付费用。
After payment, submit your request.
付款后，提交您的请求。
You will get a confirmation message.
您将收到确认信息。
Check your phone for messages often.
经常检查你的手机上的信息。
You can update your Aadhaar securely at home.
您可以在家安全地更新您的 Aadhaar.
This new system helps many people.
这个新系统帮助许多人。
Keep your Aadhaar details safe and updated.
保持您的 Aadhaar 详情安全且已更新。
I moved into my new apartment last weekend.
我上周末搬进了我的新公寓。
The apartment is small but cozy and bright.
公寓虽小，但舒适明亮。
There are two bedrooms and one bathroom.
那里有两个卧室和一个浴室。
I like the big windows because they let in a lot of light.
我喜欢大的窗户，因为它们让大量的光线进入。
On the first day, I unpacked my boxes and arranged the furniture.
在第一天，我打开了我的箱子，并安排了家具。
My neighbor welcomed me with a smile and a nice gift.
我的邻居用微笑和一份漂亮的礼物欢迎了我。
I feel happy to live in this quiet neighborhood.
我感到很高兴住在这个安静的社区。
The kitchen has new appliances and a big refrigerator.
厨房有新的电器和一个大冰箱。
I bought some plants to make the apartment feel more alive.
我买了一些植物，让公寓感觉更加有生气。
I put a small table near the window to read books.
我把一张小桌子放在窗边看书。
Every morning I drink coffee on my balcony.
我每天早上都在我的阳台上喝咖啡。
The neighbors are friendly and often say hello.
邻居们很友好，经常打招呼。
One day, my electricity went out for 2 hours.
有一天，我的电力中断了两个小时。
I used candles to light the apartment at night.
我用蜡烛照亮了晚上的公寓。
Now I feel comfortable and happy in my new home.
现在我在我的新家感到舒适和快乐。
I hope to live here for a long time.
我希望能在这里长时间生活。
Moving was hard work, but it was worth it.
搬家是艰苦的工作，但它是值得的。
I am excited to decorate my new apartment soon.
我很兴奋，很快要装修我的新公寓。
The Oppo Reno 14F 5G is the latest smartphone from Oppo.
Oppo Reno 14F 5G 是 Oppo 最新的智能手机。
It comes with 5G connectivity for faster internet speeds.
它配备了 5G 连接，以实现更快的互联网速度。
The phone has a 6.43-inch AMOLED display that shows bright and clear images.
手机配备了 6.43 英寸的 AMOLED 显示屏，显示明亮清晰的图像。
Under the hood, it is powered by a MediaTek Dimensity processor.
在引擎盖下，它由 MediaTek Dimensity 处理器驱动。
This ensures smooth performance for gaming and daily tasks.
这保证了游戏和日常任务的顺畅性能。
The smartphone comes with 8GB of RAM and 128GB of internal storage.
智能手机配备 8G 的内存和 128G 的内置存储。
For photography lovers, it includes a triple camera setup with a 64MP main sensor.
对于摄影爱好者，它包含一个64兆像素主传感器的三摄组合。
The device supports AI features to improve photo quality.
该设备支持人工智能功能以改善照片质量。
It has a 4,500 mAh battery that supports fast charging.
它配备了4500毫安时电池，支持快速充电。
The phone runs on Color OS based on Android 13.
手机运行基于 Android 13的 Color OS。
There are several color options available for the Oppo Reno 14F 5G.
Oppo Reno 14F 5G 有多种颜色选项可用。
Its design features a slim body and a glass back panel.
它的设计具有纤薄的机身和玻璃后面板。
The phone includes a side-mounted fingerprint sensor for quick unlocking.
手机包括侧面安装的指纹传感器，用于快速解锁。
It supports dual SIM cards and 4G LTE along with 5G networks.
它支持双 SIM 卡和 4G LTE 以及 5G 网络。
Wireless connectivity options include Wi-Fi and Bluetooth 5.3.
无线连接选项包括 Wi-Fi 和蓝牙 5.3.
The phone is expected to launch in India soon with an affordable price.
预计这款手机将在印度很快以实惠的价格发布。
Pre-orders for the Oppo Reno 14F 5G will start next week.
Oppo Reno 14F 5G 的预购将于下周开始。
Many users are excited about the new features and design of this phone.
许多用户对这款手机的新功能和设计感到兴奋。
Overall, the Oppo Reno 14F 5G offers a good balance between performance and affordability.
总体而言， Oppo Reno 14F 5G 在性能和实惠之间提供了良好的平衡。
Customers are waiting to see how the phone performs in real life.
顾客正在等待看看手机在现实生活中的表现。
This launch could increase Oppo's presence in the Indian smartphone market.
此次发布可能会增加 Oppo 在印度智能手机市场的影响力。
Last night, a devastating fire broke out in an apartment building in Gutenberg.
昨晚，古腾贝格的一栋公寓楼发生了一场毁灭性的火灾。
The blaze rapidly engulfed several units before firefighters arrived at the scene.
火焰迅速吞没了多个单元，消防员到达现场之前。
Thankfully, there were no immediate reports of casualties, but several residents were displaced.
庆幸的是，没有关于伤亡的及时报告，但几位居民被迫搬迁。
The local fire department worked throughout the night to control the situation and prevent further damage.
当地消防部门整夜工作，以控制局势并防止进一步的损害。
Authorities have since launched an arson investigation to determine the cause of the fire.
当局自那时起发起了纵火调查，以确定火灾的原因。
Detectives are interviewing witnesses and collecting evidence in a bid to identify the person responsible.
侦探正在采访证人并收集证据，试图识别负责任的人。
The community has come together to support those affected by the tragedy.
社区已经联合起来支持受悲剧影响的人们。
Local charities have organized relief efforts, providing temporary housing and essential supplies.
当地慈善机构已组织救援工作，提供临时住房和必要的物资。
Neighbors have opened their homes to displaced families to offer comfort and stability.
邻居们已向流离失所的家庭敞开他们的家，提供安慰和稳定。
The mayor visited the site this morning to assess the extent of the damage and reassure residents.
市长今天早上访问了现场，评估了损坏的程度，并安抚了居民。
He emphasized the importance of community solidarity in overcoming this difficult time.
他强调了社区团结在克服这段艰难时期中的重要性。
Investigators are also examining security footage to gather clues about the origin of the fire.
调查人员也在审查安全录像，以收集有关火灾起源的线索。
So far, no suspects have been publicly identified, but the investigation remains active.
截至目前，尚未公开确认任何嫌疑人，但调查仍在进行中。
Residents are advised to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activity to the authorities.
建议居民保持警惕，并向当局报告任何可疑活动。
Counseling services have been made available to help those traumatized by the incident.
咨询服务已被提供，以帮助那些因事故而受到创伤的人。
This tragic event has deeply affected the small town and brought attention to fire safety measures.
这起悲惨事件深刻影响了这个小镇，并引起了对消防安全措施的关注。
Officials remind everyone to check their smoke detectors and report any hazards promptly.
官员提醒每个人检查他们的烟雾探测器，并及时报告任何危险。
The investigation is expected to continue for several weeks as experts analyze all collected data.
预计调查将持续数周，专家们分析所有收集到的数据。
In the meantime, the community remains hopeful for a resolution that brings justice and closure.
与此同时，社区仍然期望能有带来正义和结束的解决方案。
Social inequality manifests in numerous forms across different societies worldwide.
社会不平等以多种形式在不同社会中全球表现出来。
Economic disparities are often the most visible indicators of this complex phenomenon.
经济差距通常是这一复杂现象中最显著的指标。
Yet, social inequality encompasses much more than income. It includes disparities in education, healthcare, and political representation.
然而，社会不平等涵盖的内容远不止收入，它包括教育、医疗保健和政治代表方面的差异。
One primary driver of these inequalities is historical context, which shapes institutional frameworks.
这些不平等的一个主要驱动力是历史背景，它塑造了制度框架。
Colonial legacies and systemic discrimination have left enduring marks on many nations' social fabrics.
殖民遗产和系统性歧视在许多国家的社会结构上留下了持久的痕迹。
Moreover, economic globalization has introduced new dynamics, amplifying disparities between urban and rural areas.
此外，经济全球化引入了新的动态，放大了城市和农村地区之间的差异。
Education serves as a crucial lever through which individuals can transcend social barriers.
教育作为一个关键的杠杆，通过它，个人可以超越社会障碍。
However, access to quality education is unevenly distributed, perpetuating cycles of disadvantage.
然而，高质量教育的获取分布不均，助长了劣势循环。
Healthcare disparities further exacerbate inequalities, especially impacting marginalized communities.
医疗服务差异进一步加剧了不平等，尤其影响边缘化社区。
Political disenfranchisement limits the voice of underrepresented groups, hindering democratic processes.
政治剥夺限制了代表性不足群体的声音，阻碍了民主进程。
To address social inequality effectively, policymakers must implement inclusive and evidence-based strategies.
为了有效解决社会不平等，政策制定者必须实施包容性和基于证据的策略。
These approaches demand robust data collection, transparent governance, and active community engagement.
这些方法需要强有力的数据收集、透明的治理和积极的社区参与。
Education reforms aimed at equalizing opportunities can yield substantial social benefits over time.
旨在实现机会平等的教育改革，随着时间推移，能够带来显著的社会效益。
Technological advancements, while promising, risk widening the gap if access remains uneven.
技术进步虽然充满希望，但如果访问不均，会加剧差距。
In analyzing social inequality, intersectionality provides a critical lens to understand overlapping identities and their impacts.
在分析社会不平等时，交叉性提供了一个关键视角来理解重叠的身份及其影响。
Gender, race, class, and other social categories interact dynamically to shape individual experiences of inequality.
性别、种族阶级和其他社会类别动态的相互作用，塑造个人对不平等的体验。
Ultimately, confronting social inequality requires collective commitment and transformative action to foster equity and justice.
最终，面对社会不平等，需要集体承诺和变革行动，以促进公平与正义。
Only through sustained effort can societies hope to dismantle entrenched disparities and build a fairer future.
只有通过持续的努力，社会才能希望拆除根深蒂固的差异，建设一个更公平的未来。
The unexpected stranding of the advanced F-35 jet in Kerala has precipitated a complex interplay of engineering challenges and diplomatic negotiations.
先进的 F-35 战斗机在喀拉拉邦的意外搁浅引发了工程挑战和外交谈判的复杂互动。
The jet, which was on a routine training mission, encountered unforeseen mechanical issues shortly after takeoff.
这架喷气式飞机在一次例行训练任务中遇到了意外的机械故障，就在起飞后不久。
Due to safety protocols, the pilot was compelled to make an emergency landing at a local airbase in Kerala.
由于安全协议，飞行员被迫在喀拉拉的当地空军基地紧急降落。
The repercussions of this incident have extended beyond technical difficulties, influencing diplomatic relations between the involved nations.
这一事件的影响已经超出技术难题，影响到相关国家之间的外交关系。
Local engineers face the daunting task of diagnosing the jet's intricate systems without compromising classified information.
本地工程师面临着在不泄露机密信息的情况下诊断喷气机复杂系统的艰巨任务。
Simultaneously, diplomatic channels are working tirelessly to negotiate the jet's safe return without escalating tensions.
与此同时，外交渠道正在不懈努力，协商喷气式飞机的安全返回，而不激化紧张局势。
The jet's advanced stealth technology poses additional challenges for the local technical team, unfamiliar with such cutting-edge systems.
喷气式飞机先进的隐形技术为当地技术团队带来了额外的挑战。这个团队对这种尖端系统不熟悉。
Efforts to source replacement parts have been hampered by export restrictions and stringent security protocols.
努力寻找替换零件受到出口限制和严格的安全协议的阻碍。
These limitations have necessitated innovative solutions, combining local expertise with remote guidance from the jet's country of origin.
这些限制促使了创新解决方案的出现，结合了本地专业知识与喷气机原产国的远程指导。
The diplomatic discourse underscores the strategic importance of maintaining cordial relations despite the incident.
外交话语强调了维持友好关系的战略重要性，尽管发生了事件。
Various government officials have emphasized the need for transparency and cooperation in resolving the matter expediently.
各级政府官员强调了在迅速解决问题时对透明度和合作的需求。
Meanwhile, the local populace remains curious and engaged, with media outlets providing extensive coverage of the unfolding situation.
与此同时，当地居民保持好奇和参与，媒体渠道对正在发展的局势进行了广泛报道。
The cooperation between technical experts and diplomats exemplifies the multifaceted approach required to address such a high-profile predicament.
技术专家与外交官之间的合作体现了应对此类高层次复杂局面的多方面方法。
Strategic contingency plans are currently being formulated to prevent similar incidents in the future.
战略应急计划目前正在制定中，以防止未来发生类似事件。
Experts emphasize that the incident highlights vulnerabilities in even the most sophisticated military technologies.
专家强调，该事件凸显了即使是最先进的军事技术中的脆弱性。
International collaboration and knowledge sharing are deemed essential to overcoming these unprecedented obstacles.
国际合作与知识共享被认为对于克服这些前所未有的障碍至关重要。
As the situation evolves, it serves as a case study in crisis management at the intersection of technology, security, and diplomacy.
随着情况的发展，它作为危机管理中技术、安全与外交交汇处的案例研究。
The resolution of this predicament will likely influence future protocols governing the deployment and maintenance of cutting-edge military assets worldwide.
对这一困境的解决方案可能会影响未来管理部署和维护全球先进军事资产的协议。
Ultimately, this incident underscores the necessity for robust contingency planning and international cooperation in addressing the complexities of modern defense technology.
最终，这一事件强调了稳健应急计划和国际合作的必要性，以应对现代防御技术的复杂性。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。